want you to live the dream. Tell us about your dream on KidNation.com, and we might help you make it come true. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All my life.
Yes, sir.
I've always liked old cars, right? Yeah, all my life. I learned to drive on an old 50-something Chevy pickup.
You invest in weird things, Al, because you invested in bars, because you like to be an entrepreneur, and then you got this obsession with cars in the last few years.
Well, duh, because they're such good investments.
Duh.
How many in your fleet?
So, well, here's the thing. I've saved and saved and saved because it's hard to get them financed. So you have to save. And
whatever. Can't save nothing.
You saved on buying bars.
Kid and I wanted to fix a car up, an old car.
Yeah.
And we never did. We joked about it a lot.
You buy them for cheap, fix them up.
Yeah. You know, do it a lot. You know, when you have time. Well, I just saved some money and I did. I probably have $200 in the bank right now, I'm not lying.
Save it and spend it.
That's what he did.
I saved it and I bought an old truck. I bought a 1957 Chevrolet pickup, right?
The purple one?
Yeah, purple truck. So then when time, I saved a little more money. Kelly's boyfriend came by the bar one day.
Not Derek.
And he said, "Do you want to buy this car?" I said, "Not really. I just bought a truck." And so he made me a good deal. I said, "Sure, why not?"
The cherry red one.
Yeah.
Convertible.
It's a Buick.
Okay.
72 Buick.
Beautiful car. I rode in it once.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you did.
So another year or so went by. I saved some more. I bought a Mustang. All right. So I hate to say it sounds so DB-ish to say that, but
collecting cars. It's not DB-ish.
I have to say that to give you the setting for the story. Okay. So that's where my money, little bit of money I have, that's where it goes. I put it right there. That's my little fleet. That's my little mini fleet. All right.
They barely run, by the way.
I got three parking spots in my parking garage where I keep them because I don't drive them that much.
Yeah. Now, Big Al, how's your girlfriend feel about you buying cars instead of her stuff?
She's fine with it. Okay. Yeah, it's not her money. It's cool. So, anyway.
She can only say something when it's their money.
Right.
So, I take you back to December 20th, our first official day of vacation, right? Uh-huh. One day after my birthday.
Mm-hmm. December 20th. Okay.
Uh-huh. And it's approximately 7-ish in the evening. I'm going home to retire for the evening, or maybe I'm going to come back out. Whichever. I pull into my parking garage.
It's the day after your birthday, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. It's a Saturday. I pull into my parking garage, and I look, and I'm like, there are my three parking spots, but none of my cars are there. It's 7, 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
At night, Kelly.
Oh,
so
yeah.
All I'm thinking is, it's Christmas time.
Oh, no.
First of all, I'm black. First of all,
thanks,
I'm thinking, did my car get repo? That's the first thing I thought about.
Yeah.
I'm not lying. And I'm like, no, they're paying
for it.
They
paid cash for it.
They're paying for it. They didn't get repo.
You know, and my thought would be, honestly, but you don't hang out with those pranksters anymore. That you used to play those practical jokes on each other.
Right. Jesse the prankster.
You're not hanging out with them anymore.
Right. So I'm freaking out. I'm about to dial 911, but I'm like, okay, let me look and see if there's glass or any evidence of
an emergency.
Cars being stolen.
Oh, yes, it is.
Cars being stolen.
Call the police department.
Who do you call?
911. Yes.
For an emergency.
That is an emergency.
That is an emergency.
Yeah.
It's not like somebody didn't give you the chicken nuggets you ordered. This is important.
So I'm like, okay, there's no glass. There's no evidence of a crime necessarily. So
they're good.
You know, there's nothing's on block. I mean, I don't know. There's no tools. Anyway, I'm like, let me just go to my apartment.
Ransom.
Let me go to my apartment. I'm going to go to my apartment and see what's up. And I'm thinking about calling my girlfriend. I'm not sure yet to let her know what's up. She's the only person, aside from my dog walking person, that has a key to my apartment. So I go up, and I'm about to call her, and I look, and my keys are gone. And I keep them in this little bowl.
Okay, we'll see now. Okay.
Well, then that's
not
so. That's a good thing because that means it wasn't.
So now it's an inside job at the very least.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't know what the deal is. So I said, okay, keys are gone. She's got something to do with it. Let me just go and see if she's at the bar. I call her. There's no answer. Maybe she's at the bar. I go back up to the bar. She's not there. I circle through the parking lot. I'm like, something just ain't right. Let me pull back around to my apartment. It's just a mile away. I pull back around to my apartment. And there's purple truck pulling back into my apartment building. I'm like, yes!
The perp is back.
I got it. I busted them.
Red-handed.
They tried to do something.
Yeah.
And I look in the driveway of my apartment and I see a buddy of mine, David. I see his truck right there. His little. I said, okay, he's in on it. I'm like, I got this.
Did you get your knife out?
I said, y'all are so busted. I didn't cut him yet. So I'm like, I'm not going to even give them the satisfaction of knowing that I saw them. I'm just going to go back to the bar and wait on them to come to me. And then I'm going to say I got
it. Play along.
Yeah. So I go back into the bar. And about 5 minutes later, David, his wife, Kelly, walk in. I'm like, ha ha, gotcha. I can't even contain myself. Ha ha, gotcha. They're not laughing.
Why aren't they laughing?
They're not laughing. In fact, Kelly is wiping a tear off of her cheek.
Oh, no. What happened?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm
what
Kelly
happened?
Looked at me. I don't know what's happening.
Kelly looked at me and she
not
goes,
our Kelly.
No, not Kelly looked at me and she goes, I'm so sorry. I'm like, yeah. What the hell is going on here?
Oh, why is she sorry?
Oh, well, yeah.
Why are you sorry?
I wrecked your truck.
Oh, no.
What? I'm like, you mean the truck that I didn't know that wasn't even at my house, that the keys were missing from my apartment? That truck that I saved and bought my... You wrecked my truck? Yes, I'm sorry.
And then
sorry.
What about the... What's the story?
Did you hit the other car? I mean, what did you hit?
What happened?
Okay, she said, I can't tell you. Your girlfriend's going to have to tell you.
Okay, she obviously had planned something and it went awry.
Horribly wrong.
Dr. Girlfriend!
So your girlfriend had arranged to do something to all of your colleagues.
Now, when she said...
Call my girlfriend, no answer. No answer. No answer.
Because she knows about it.
No answer.
She
knows now. No answer.
She's moving to Cuba.
No answer.
She wrecked the other one.
No answer. We're up against the clock here, y'all. I got to make an executive decision. I can go on with this. We can continue this tomorrow.
Can the executive produce? You got to tell it. You can't.
You got to tell it.
You can't. You have to tell it.
Oh, man.
So my girlfriend finally walks through the bar. She's got frowny face on, too.
Frowny face all day.
And this is when I wish I could be met. You know, I'm like, what happened?
Yeah, at least everybody's alive.
Everybody's alive.
Yeah. Like, nobody looks to be injured.
Nobody's hurt. She did. The girl did run to another car. Everybody's cool. I'm like, okay, now that I know nobody's hurt, what the...
Happened.
Okay. I can't tell you exactly what happened, baby. It's something to do with your Christmas present. Okay.
Okay.
I'm okay. Everybody's okay. Everybody's safe. But
at this point, screw the surprise.
Exactly.
What happened?
Exactly.
Fast forward to Christmas Day.
Oh, she really held it off till Christmas
Day. She did.
5 days.
Wow.
I didn't push her.
So?
She gives me a Christmas gift. I open it up. It's a photo album of her posing with the vehicles.
Like sexy? Like a calendar?
Let me just put it this way.
She naked?
No, she was naked.
She was naked.
She was naked.
She was naked.
Lingerie?
Thong?
I'll just say this.
Lingerie.
Is that a thong?
All I'm going to say is...
Thong.
I'm the only one that's seen the pictures.
Thong?
And I got $4,000 damage on my truck.
And the photographer.
Did she pose next to the dent?
Can you just tell us one image? Will you just verbally describe one image?
If she would have done a photo shoot in your parking garage, none of this would have happened.
You have to show us these pictures.
Will you just tell us
where the photo shoot took place and describe an image?
And the photographer?
Please just reenact one
pose. Please, one. Just one.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay. Okay.
And describe the outfit.
Switch the camera off of me.
Was it cold outside?
Okay, switch the camera off of me on Kid TV.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So she's on the... Let's just imagine.
What's she wearing?
Okay, this is the...
Where's the car?
Okay, bikini...
Thong.
Switch the camera off of me!
Okay.
Everyone is lined up against the glass in the studio. Watching.
She's wearing a bikini thong.
Bikini-ish, right here.
Thong.
Bikini-ish.
Leather jacket.
No bra.
Nothing underneath.
Okay.
This is the doctor.
It's on me.
It's
Come on
Kelly.
Let's see.
They're wishing it was me.
Hurry up and tell us what.
This is the hood of the car right here. All right?
Okay.
This is the hood.
Alice rattling the hood with her...
With that face?
With her boobs out?
With that face? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Was there a wall? Was there a nip slip?
Please tell me you didn't laugh. Please tell me.
What's coming up tomorrow on the show, y'all?
Oh, my!
I didn't laugh. Oh, I love her. That was a sexy picture.
Oh, no. Al's going to redo all the poses for us.
Yes.
We'll have it for you tomorrow.
We've got some very important stuff to take care of during this break.
I just want to dance. I don't even want to talk. No microphones. I just want to dance.
Well, maybe not. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show, powered by you, Kid Nation.